Talking security, feeling insecurity.
We must act with that understanding that now more than ever, we have a stake in what happens across the globe. And as we learned so painfully on 9/11, terror cannot be contained by borders, nor safely provided by oceans alone.
With the number of threats rising by the account of two administrations now and the added threat of homegrown terrorism, the president offers a wide-ranging vision of security, rolling back the Bush Doctrine, never mind about preemptive military strikes, looking for diplomatic partnerships, Obama memo to world, not just soldiers anymore. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. An advanced look at Obama's security vision coming up. It's Thursday, May 27th.
And, how it differs from the last security vision that we have is kind of how we sort of define where we are as a nation right now. But let's take a check of the morning's news. Gulf Coast residents hoping for a miracle made of mud. BP says its long-awaited top kill operation to try to plug the leak in oil is going according to plan so far, and they should know by later today if it's actually working to do what it's supposed to do. Chief Operating Officer for BP, Doug Suttle, says everyone is watching the live feed of millions of pounds of mud being pumped into the breach.
The next steps in this will be to continue to monitor the well. We may need to do additional pumping operations. And ultimately, we'll finish the job by pumping cement at some point.
President Obama is stepping up his response. He plans to announce new drilling restrictions and answer reporters' questions this afternoon.
We will not rest until this well is shut, the environment is repaired, and the cleanup is complete.
The president will visit the Gulf Coast again tomorrow.
Security through peace. That's the thrust of President Obama's first national security strategy, as we mentioned, set to be released today. Joining us now is David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So lots of details to come as it's released later today. But at this point, has Obama, in your view, taken anything off the table that the Bush Doctrine put on the table?
He has not taken anything explicitly off the table. You know, you go look for that preemption paragraph, you're not going to find it, John. But what you will find is some much more toned-down language about how the United States preserves a right to act unilaterally within international norms about the use of force. There's a phrase that was missing in 2002. But what you will discover is that the doctrine as a whole that he lays out describes an America that is willing to allow the rise of competitors and recognizes that power in the world is diffuse. And that's a big change from 2002, where, as you may remember, the Bush Doctrine said that the United States would never allow the rise of a peer competitor. That would mean sort of another superpower, something that would take us back to the age of superpower confrontation.
All right, David, stay with us. We're going to talk more about that in just a few minutes.
The president's new strategy may be put to the test soon on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea has been staging a massive anti-submarine drill that's following the sinking of that South Korean warship in March. Seoul blames a North Korean submarine for the attack. And the House may vote soon as today on a proposal that would repeal the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. If it's passed, it would eventually allow gays to serve openly.
Move over to New York. There's another big Apple has just overtaken computer giant Microsoft as the most valuable tech company in the world. You can thank the iPad for that. It's, according to market capitalization, $3 billion more Apple is worth than Microsoft. World stocks are rebounding today as investors put Europe's debt problems behind them, for a day at least. Asian and European markets up, futures way up on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 9,974. The S&P opens at 1,067. The NASDAQ at 2,195. Coming up, we'll talk about the spill in the Gulf. It's the most costliest environmental disaster perhaps in American history. Does the price of oil reflect its cost? And we'll be answering your questions tomorrow. Text the word TAKE to 69866. Any questions about the Gulf crisis, normal message rate and data rates apply. Security in the Obama Doctrine, coming up.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.